Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Have you surrendered it all to Jesus? He's in control anyway. He's in control anyway. When we just say, Lord God, I surrender all. And the Bible says, then the earth shall give its increase. And he shall bless us. What a blessing. And I don't know about you, but when God blesses us, we know, as he said in the book of Genesis, it's good. Whatever he does is good. So we want a blessing for the Lord. We have to continue to praise the Lord. And look, if you jump over to Psalms 100, let's jump to Psalms 100, just a couple of flips there. Verse 1 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So don't say, hey, I can't sing. It says, make a joyful noise. So, Joe, there you go. He put that in there for you. You can make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And what will that do? It says, serve the Lord with gladness. It is a sad day when people don't want to do the work of the Lord. They serve them, you know, they come with a, you know, oh, I don't want to be here, this is too early, so and so. But they don't want to serve the Lord. The Bible says serve the Lord with gladness. It's just like when I go to work. If I go to work and I complain about everything that's wrong, and is that going to make me want to be a producer at work?
No.
Is that going to make me want to go and work hard?
No.
I'm going to dread going to work. But when I say, oh man, I got this opportunity to do this, hey, what a difference.
Yeah.
And I tell you, folks, it's all a matter of the mind. Get your mind right. Get your focus right. Say, hey, I'm going to serve the Lord with gladness. And listen to this. I'm going to come before his presence with singing. Did you know you can't get before you can't even get into his presence unless you're going to be singing?
Amen.
Come before his presence with singing.
Amen.
He said, oh, everybody can make a joyful noise. Think about that. I'm going to come before his presence with singing. It says, know ye that, oh, verse 3 is good. It says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. It says, know ye that he is the Lord. He is the God. He is God. And he hath made us and not we ourselves. I love that verse. Because people always say, hey, this is my body. I do what I want to do with it. Where did they get that from? I don't know where they get that from. Oh, I put a tattoo. This is my body. I do whatever I want to do. I put an earring in my ear. This is my body. I do what I want to do. The Bible said you are not your own. He said you were bought with that price. And that price is the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Folks, whenever we get the picture that our body is not ours, remember, the Bible cals us stewards. Stewards don't own anything. God simply gave us these things to exercise his will. So nothing's ours. You own nothing. You came with nothing, you'll leave with nothing. But if you do something for the Lord, he'll have great rewards for you in that new kingdom. Isn't that a great day? Think about it when you're standing before the Lord and he'll say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Is that good or what? Or do you want to say, depart from me?
No.
I never knew you. Well, if you say that, that's not good. I'm telling you, if you say that, that's bad. That's going to be bad for you. It's what you do down here, folks, that makes the difference. And I can tell you, as you praise him, you'll see the difference. Let me jump down here. It says, verse 4, say, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. That's even better. So notice this, if you ever picture the picture, even before you can get in the gate, you have to go in with thanksgiving, thanking the Lord. Lord, thank you for another day I rose up. Lord God, just thank you I was able to eat today. Lord, just thank you, thank you, thank you. In other words, you're not concerned about all your problems, but you're thanking him for what you have. Remember, don't be always complaining about what you don't have, but be thankful for what you have.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.